This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Why should you listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand?
We're not boring. A lot of news is boring.
And tedious.
And depressing.
And makes you angry. You don't want to live your life like that.
Hey, I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty.
We're Armstrong and Getty.
We try to bring you the truth.
And help you figure out this crazy modern world.
How about something about a comedic tone?
We have a winner.
Yes. Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on the iHeartRadio app,
Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful Thursday. You know what? My blood pressure is down now. I had a moment. It is, Chris. I had a moment to decompress in between hours. I'm not going to think about that foreigner in customer service. I'm not going to think about the mass fraud that is the Democrat Party in the country. You know what? Let's do some emails, shall we? What do you want? Jesse, I blame Trump for what happened in Minnesota, this guy says. He's allowed sanctuary state city politicians to ignore federal law and demean ICE, so on and so forth. Thank you for your consideration. Okay, so I understand what you're saying. How are we allowing this to go on? How is Trump? Keep this in mind. All right, this is how I want to explain this. Have you ever watched one of those television shows, or maybe you've actually done this yourself, where people buy fixer-upper houses? This is not really my thing, but Ob loves that kind of stuff. Hey, this remodel this and remodel that, and let's flip houses. And it's in her blood because her parents do this, and they're wonderful at it. They'll buy a fixer-upper, and they'll retile the floor and do all those things and then sell it and make money. Okay. So I have, because she watches it, on occasion I'm there with her, and I'll watch it myself. Have you ever seen one where, of course, it's a fixer-upper. It's in bad shape. You can see that, but then you take possession of it, and it gets worse and worse and worse the deeper they go. I can remember one like it was yesterday. I remember the carpet stunk because the previous owner had cats. The home had been foreclosed on. They had cats. Nothing smells worse than cat pee. It's worse than cigarettes. They had cats. The cats had peed all over the carpet. They knew going in. They're not morons. They were going to have to tear up the carpet, tear up everything that's underneath the carpet and do it. So they do. Carpet comes up. Pad that's under the carpet comes up. Then they discover termites in the wood below. Wood's got to come up. All right, now they're gutting the wood out of it. Then they discover that there had been some sort of, and I forget what the circumstances were, sitting water in the foundation of the house. That you've heard of black mold. It's deadly if you breathe it in. The entire house was black molded. They ended up, and I forget exactly how it ended because I didn't watch the complete end to it, but there was a discussion, the last I can remember, of do we just demo the house and sell the land? Because it can't be remodeled. It doesn't need a touch of paint here and a little more carpet there. Everything we touch gets worse as we peel back the layers. I maybe got your blood pressure up too in the first hour talking about the Democrat Party and the fraud. And maybe I did that. All right. Keep this in mind. This didn't start yesterday. This didn't start with the Biden administration, the Obama administration. This has been decades in the making. Decades of communist infiltration. Decades of Democrats facilitating huge welfare programs that will inevitably turn into fraud by Americans and non-Americans. Decades of the mass importation of foreign barbarians. Decades and decades and decades. This is not me making an excuse for the Trump administration. This is me giving it to you right between the eyes. You walk into that administration, and I know for a fact they have people there who want exactly what you want and want exactly what I want, people dedicated to saving this country and stopping the fraud and doing all these things. And every single place they go, when they tear up the carpet, they're finding termites. And then they tear up the wood, and they're finding black mold. Here it is. You ready? We are going to be discussing, you and me, in the coming years, next 3 years at least. It's going to get worse. As bad as you think everything is, and I think everything is, when more gets exposed, you're going to be crushed, furious. Pick your emotion. It's going to keep getting worse because, like all criminal organizations, not only has the Democrat Party facilitated all this, but they've worked very, very hard to put a system in place where they cover it up. I'm going to play this again. Now, I want you to think about it this way. How much money does your household bring in? Maybe just he works, maybe just she works, maybe both work, but I don't know. How much money does your household bring in? Maybe you're a kid listening, it's your parents who work, whatever. Pick a number, how much money your household brings in. Now think about this. Think about your parents sitting down. It's tax season right now. My wife's doing ours. It's tax season right now. Your parents sit down at the end of the year and they discover that somebody, an accountant, a banker, a family friend, has swindled 10% of your household income. 10%, not to the government, not to too much popcorn or video games, 10% gone, straight up stolen. Listen to Scott Bessent. I played it in the first
half. Like I said, I think that this may just be, you know, it's a cold day outside, so this could be the tip of the iceberg. Here in Minnesota, but it's probably may not be as prevalent, but the dollars may be bigger and larger in other states. And just to put this in perspective for American taxpayers, for American families, the GAO, the General Accounting Office, believes that there is somewhere between $300 and $600 billion of annual fraud, roughly 10% of government spending, that disappears due to fraud. If we can recapture that, that is 1% to 2%.
10%. 10%. And remember, that's all your money. 10% of government spending is fraud. That's not something that was created yesterday. That's something that takes years to put into place, years of building the networks, building the legal protections, making sure you have the right judges and politicians in place, years of bringing in the right groups of foreigners, years and years and years. This is not me, as I said, making an excuse for Trump or Pam Bondi or anything else, but there is no magic snapping of the fingers that fixes all this. Years to put it into place, years to take it apart. That they're recognizing it, that the Vice President of the United States of America is willing to stand up and say things like this as he did today is a great first step.
But we believe that there is a nationwide fraud ring that's rooted in rooted in illegal aliens and others taking advantage of the American welfare system. We're going to get to the root of it, and anybody who's involved is going to get prosecuted.
Nationwide fraud ring. It's not just Minnesota. It's across the country. And remember, this is one fraud ring. How many entitlements are there out there? How many stories have you read about, remember those COVID loans? The PPE loans? How many stories have you read about someone going to prison for that? Now picture every entitlement program of the federal government. How much fraud's in all of them? It's wild, right? All right, we'll continue. Hang on.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Do not worry. Tomorrow is Ask Dr. Jesse Friday, and you can email your Ask Dr. Jesse questions in right now to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Larry Page is the co-founder of Google. He's one of the richest men in the world. I think he might even be number two. I know he's in the top five. I'm pretty sure he's the second richest man in the world. He is not that overtly political. Of course, he supported California things like alternate energy. And of course, he opposed the ban on same-sex marriage. So we all know where he flies. But we also know Google works hand in hand with the federal government. So he's going to try to play it a little close to the vest, if you will. Headline, Google co-founder Larry Page relocates business interests out of California before the proposed wealth tax deadline. I don't know what the solution is for things like this when it comes to a free society. Because I like living in a free country, don't you? I like that we're not the Soviet Union where you have to show your papers when you get out of the gas station or before you cross state lines. I like that. I like that a lot. But I don't like that this stuff is allowed. Meaning, I can't stand any person, not just wealthy people, any person who destroys their own state and then moves when the consequences of that come down the pike. How many times have we seen that? How many different ways have we seen that? Over and over and over and over again, we've seen the exact same thing play out. We see people vote a certain way over and over and over again, vote for Democrats over and over and over again, and soon the taxes are so high, and the regulations are so high, and the crime is so high, and you can pick your poison. And then what do? They move. But they don't move and change their ways. They move and keep voting Democrat. Like locusts. Headline, Palisades fire families hit LA, California with wrongful death lawsuits. They still can't build anything in the Palisades. Those people are still sitting on empty lots. That sucks. I feel terrible for them. Okay. How have you voted your entire life? Is it for Democrats? Are you intending to move? Please don't move to my state. You stay right there and you enjoy the fruits of your labor. You enjoy what you voted for. I'm tired of watching these people tear through this country. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of watching these people tear through one state and then bounce to another state and then bounce to another state. We've got to do something to put a stop to this stuff. And I don't know if there's a law that can be passed. I genuinely don't. I don't know if there's a law we want passed. Because as I said, I like living in a free country. But New York's a great example. We keep dogging on New York. Here's Zohran Mamdani.
Not only when we make pre-K truly universal, but expand this care to include all 2- and 3-year-olds across the city. As the governor said, we will deliver to care by working in partnership with child care providers, especially home-based providers.
That's the mayor of New York putting in another fraud ring. Headline, Mamdani's communist housing official said her goal is to have housing actually be worth less. New York's going to burn. Okay, terrible. I don't think you should be allowed to move out of New York City until his term is over if you voted for Mamdani. I maintain it. It's a law that I have decided I want passed. I don't think you should be allowed to move out of your given area if your candidate wins until their time in office is up. I don't think it should be permitted. If you voted for Mamdani in New York, I'm a rich college girl. I go to NYU. Daddy's a millionaire. And all of a sudden, the rapists and savages are pillaging your neighborhood. No, you don't get to go back to Daddy's house. Go right back to your apartment and hide until Mamdani is done. It's time to get some sort of accountability in this country for how people vote. I don't like that Larry Page, co-founder of Google, is going to pick up his business and relocate it to a place that's not going to confiscate his wealth. Where do you stand on wealth confiscation, Larry Page? Who do you support? Where are your politics? We can't keep letting Democrats destroy the most beautiful areas of the country, and then the wealthy ones get to leave, and everyone else is left behind to suffer. This kind of thing has to stop. Hey, Jesse, I'm weary to the bone about the latest street communists attacking, killing, or looting, and then hearing we're coming after you. Just one arrest and prosecution of an elite communist would eliminate the need for all the work put into arresting thousands of street communists. The U.S. has RICO statutes and anti-sedition laws. Why can't we have a new acting U.S. Attorney General who will enforce them? J.D. Vance announced today there's a new position. The new position is going to be kind of a deputy attorney general to investigate all this fraud stuff. I am not here to tell you that it's all going to be fine and all the powerful people are going to go down and it's all going to work out. That's not what I'm saying. But the Trump administration at least appears to be taking this seriously. And I know this from behind the scenes. They're taking the funders of it seriously. All right, we have more. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show. On air and online at jessekellyshow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful Thursday. I'm so ready. I'm ready for this. Here's what I'm ready for. I'm ready for it all to be exposed. All the fraud. I'm ready to start finding out how bad it is. And as I warned you earlier, it's going to be bad. And if you think it's already bad, and it is, I think it's already bad, it's going to get worse. We're going to tear up the carpet that has cat pee on it, and we're going to find out there's mold. And it's going to be bad. But this is how we fix the country. We can't fix the country until we expose all the evil things that have been happening inside of it. I was about to say under our nose, but that's not fair. It's under the nose of the Republican Party. The Republican Party, who has for so long been weak, naive, and if we're being honest, complicit in it. We elect people, and sometimes, not all the time, some of them stay good. We elect people in the Republican Party, and we feel like they're going to go fight for us. And those are the ads they run, isn't it? We're going to fight for you. I'm going to fight for you. Let's fight. We're going to fight for you. Instead, they get along. They go along with it. And we get pillaged. Right underneath our noses, we get pillaged. I'm going to play something for you. One of the young congressmen out there, Brandon Gill is his name. I've interviewed him before. I've interviewed his wife a couple times before. They're just sharp, wonderful young people. He has turned into an impressive person in the House of Representatives. And you know what disdain I hold for most politicians. He's really good. He's not backed off. But beyond that, I want to play, it's long, so I'm probably going to stop it, this little interrogation he did. Listen to the looting that's been going on, facilitated by Democrats.
There's a big difference between 54% and 7%, is there not?
Excuse me, sir, could I answer the question?
Let me move on. We've got a lot of questions here. What percentage of Somali-headed households in Minnesota are on Medicaid?
I don't know.
It's 73%. Do you know what that number is for Minnesota Native households?
Again, you're using the phrase Minnesota Native households, but the number
is 18%. That's quite an astounding difference, I think we would
agree. Can I answer the question, please?
Let me ask you one more, and then we can go on to that. What percentage of Somali-headed households are on welfare in general?
I don't know.
It's 81%. What about?
81%. 73% on Medicaid. We massively import these people and then hook them up to your money and keep them there forever.
Let me just ask you, after 10 years of being in the United States, what percentage of Somali immigrant households are on, continue to be on welfare?
I don't know.
The number is 78%.
I'll let him keep going. After 10 years, 78% are still on welfare. This is why there's so much fraud. We never end these entitlement programs. Democrats figure out how to use these entitlement programs to pay off their constituents. And you and I go to work every single day to pay for this stuff. Now, what they're about to go into here in just a second is very, very revealing. And it's why the old GOP line of, I don't like illegal immigration, but legal immigration is fine. Have you ever heard that line? Maybe you've said that line. We have to go ahead and take that line. I don't like illegal immigration, but I love legal immigration. We have to take that line out back, dig a ditch in the yard, and shoot a bullet in the back of that line's head and bury it in our yard and never dig it up again. Listen to this.
So even after 10 years, 78% of Somali immigrant households continue to be on welfare. Do you know what that number is for native Minnesota-headed households?
Again, you're using
non-Somali immigrant-headed households.
If I can just answer the question. Using the phrase native Minnesotans, the majority of Somali Minnesotans are as Minnesotan as any of us. They were born...
The majority of Somali Minnesotans are as Minnesotan as any of us. Before I let him continue, this is the point I want to make about legal immigration. If I asked you, what are you? You'd say you're an American. Maybe you're a naturalized citizen. Maybe your parents got here from Mexico or Cuba, Russia, China. I don't know. But if I were to ask you what you are, you would say you're an American. If you were to go dig up population, they're in the news, so we'll stick with them, like the Somali population of Minnesota, and you ask them what they are, what would they say? They would say they're Somali. They give speeches all the time talking about Somalia, Somalia this, Somalia that, Somalia this. And so they will come right out and tell you, I'm Somalian. And then the disgusting communists who brought them here will step up to the microphone and say, they're just as American as you or I. Except they don't seem to think so. Not at all.
In the United States, it's only 8,000 of the 108,000 Somali.
Nevertheless, the welfare usage is astoundingly different.
It's only 8,000 that are here illegal. The rest of them are here legal. It's wild how often the communists make arguments that prove our point. Isn't that the worst part of that whole audio? All the percentages of Somalis on Medicaid, been here 10 years, how many are on welfare, how many of that's none of that's the worst part of it. The worst part of it is the end, where he talks about the numbers. Hey, it's like 110,000. Only 8,000 are here illegal. So they came here. They became United States citizens. They had children. And they're all still blood-sucking the taxpayer. And the GOP has been so weak and pathetic on this for so long, they've been unable to speak out against it at all. The best you can get out of the Republican Party, or at least the old Republican Party, was, I don't like illegal immigration. We need high walls, but wide gates. No, we don't. We need high walls and high gates too. Jesse, Iranians are fighting back against Islamic oppression, Sharia law, so on and so forth. Yet Minnesotans, Michiganders, Texans, and Floridians are welcoming it. What's happening? Well, that's not necessarily true all the way, even of Minnesotans. What's happening is Democrat organizations inside of all those states, Michigan, Minnesota, Texas, Florida, everywhere else, Democrats are working hand in hand with Islamist organizations to massively import Islamists into the place. In red states, Air Fingers quote, like Texas, Republicans are too weak to stop it. Instead, you'll get statements against Sharia law or something like that, but you won't ever actually get a Republican come out and say something we all know to be true. And by the way, what I'm about to say will probably offend you, and I don't give a crap about your emails, and I'm calling your boss or anything else. The truth is you cannot at all massively import Islam and preserve your society. It's not that there aren't wonderful Muslim people out there. There, of course, are. I'm friends with some. You cannot import Islam en masse and preserve the culture you had before. That's a basic statement everyone knows is true, including all of you feminists hissy fitting your emails right now, sending me, I can't believe you said that. And yet it's 100% true. It's not possible. You cannot massively import them. And so if you are massively importing them, you get what you get. Don't throw a fit. We'll do some emails. But first, the system. How does it work? A great example. Next.
Missed out?
Catch up.
JesseKellyShow.com.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a magnificent Thursday. Don't forget tomorrow's Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. You need to get your questions emailed in to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to the system and how it works, I just read an email, and well, I'm not going to go into any details at all, but a listener of the show has taken his life, leaves behind a family who emailed the show. One, I'm just going to ask you for prayers for that family. And two, I just want to remind you that you need to reach out and talk to people if you're thinking about hurting yourself. Get some help. There are free help resources out there. I don't want you to leave this world a single second before God is ready to take you home. Just reach out is all I'm saying. There are hotlines everywhere. Even if you're not a believer, I promise if you go down to a church and speak to them, they'll have resources. Chris, I'm assuming synagogues have resources. Synagogues have resources. Go talk to someone. Make a phone call. Don't make a permanent solution for a problem that is temporary. I promise, okay? All right. Now, I said we were going to talk about how the system works. So here's how the system is. You know, in East Germany, you're aware, because we talked about it before, the secret police were known, they were the Stasi. That was the secret police in East Germany. And it was a huge, huge force. They did all the horrible torturing, killing, spying on their own citizen stuff that secret state police agencies do, just like the FBI does to us. Anyway, they did all that stuff in East Germany. Now, what's wild is you have this force, this evil force of henchmen carrying out the communists' wishes, and they abuse the people everywhere to the point where people hate them. Everyone hates them. Everyone is afraid of them and hates the secret police. Yet, applications to join them were through the roof. Isn't that odd? Because it doesn't seem right? How can that be? Everyone hates them. I hate those guys. Hey, would you hire me? It's weird, isn't it? But here's the truth. In communist societies, in single-party societies, you have to be a member of the Communist Party in order to get ahead in life. I'm an American. You're an American, if you're one of the Americans listening to the show. We have been raised in this country to think I can rise above my current station. Maybe you're listening right now. Maybe you're a kid. Maybe you're an adult. And maybe you're poor. Maybe your parents are poor. You can rise above it. It's possible. People do it all the time. I'm not saying you will, but it's possible. People do it all the time. Think about how horrible it would be to live in a system where if you don't belong to a certain political party, you can't. It's not possible. There's a cap on how much you can earn, on your promotions, on what you can do. There's a cap on it. Well, that's how it worked in places like East Germany. If you wanted better living conditions, better food, better everything, you wanted better things for your kids. Let's say I'm in East Germany and I hate the Stasi, and of course I would, and you would. I might have been applying for a job, not because I wanted to torture or kill or abuse anybody, but maybe that's the only way my kids would be able to get in a good school. And you see how it works? That's how it works in these societies. We have a soft version of that here in the United States of America because communists have conquered all the major institutions, government institutions and university institutions and media institutions. Because they've conquered them, what we have in place now is communists who, once they become members, especially high-ranking members, they are able to seamlessly move through the different institutions because they have a system membership card. They have their communist card, which allows them to do so. This is from Campus Reform. Report finds Biden appointees use the Department of Energy roles as a pipeline to elite universities. David Turk and Shalonda Baker are their names. Apparently, while they were still in government, they started putting out some feelers, if you will. Places like, hey, Columbia, University of Michigan. Hey, so when I'm all done here, be real nice to land myself a solid gig at a university. You know, everyone wants to get hired by a university because you're going to make a six-figure income and it's virtually impossible to fire those scumbags. This is how, it's just a little example. We're going to move on, do other stuff. This is an example of how it works. This is what they do. They move back and forth through the different institutions in the system depending on where the power structure is at a time. So there's no disincentive to take a job with a Democrat president because your life will not only not be destroyed, you have unlocked the door to other wonderful things in life. As soon as Joe Biden drops out of the race and Dome loses the election, you're not flat, broken, busted out on the street like Trump supporters are, like people in the first Trump administration were, wiped out, bankrupted, legally attacked. None of that stuff happens to you if you're a high-ranking Democrat. You just go take a job at the University of Michigan, sip on a latte for $250,000 a year for the rest of your life, cash in a pension. This is how they do it. It's a terrible system, but it's kind of a soft version of that East German system we were just talking about. Speaking of soft, how's your tea levels? How's your energy level? Are you tired? A lot. I don't mean right now. Maybe you didn't sleep well last night, but are you tired a lot? Or are you amped up all the time at work? Ready to go, even when you get home? Do you feel like working out? Even if that means just going for a walk? Or does that sound like, oh, Lord, hold on, let me get some more coffee? Natural herbal supplements from Chalk have done so much for my life. It's been the greatest discovery of my life. When Chalk reached out 4 years ago, started telling me about natural herbal supplements, it's nothing I've ever tried before, not really. But I decided, okay, they're really selling this thing, let me try it. Man, I'll never stop. I will never stop taking my male vitality stack from Chalk every single day. I feel it every single day. It feels so good to feel good. Try it for 90 days. Get a subscription. Save some money. CHOQ.com. Chalk.com. Promo code Jesse. We still have an hour. We have emails. We have more. Next.